WAP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The White House agrees it held up military aid to Ukraine in part to push Ukraine's president to investigate the 2016 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wanted Ukraine to look into whether the Democratic National Committee's servers were in Ukraine during the race.
And that's why we held up the money.
Asked if that was a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Mulvaney told White House reporters there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff see it as a guilty plea.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Separately, the president's hand-picked envoy to the European Union distanced himself today, telling lawmakers he disagreed with the president ordering him and others to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The five-day stand-down by Turkey and Kurdish fighters comes with a price for the Kurds. They're expected to leave a 20-mile-wide zone along the Syrian border with Turkey all the way to the Iraqi border, the area the Turks were demanding before they began their onslaught a week ago. Despite that, President Trump praises the work of Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in their talks with Turkey's president.
We've gotten everything we could have ever dreamed of, and we're also going to be able to bring our people back home.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Turkey's President Erdogan didn't really agree to a ceasefire. He agreed to a forced removal of Kurds from their homes in Syria.
And the only thing he's done, agreed to, is an ultimatum. The Kurds can leave this area voluntarily in the next 5 days, or I'll move in and take it and kill them.
The deal also includes Trump agreeing to conditional halt to sanctions against Turkey for starting the invasion a week ago. That action began 2 days after Trump announced he was withdrawing U.S. forces from the area. This is AP Radio News. President Trump in a campaign rally in Dallas denounces Democrats, calling them a threat to the country.
At stake in this fight is the survival of American democracy itself. Don't kid yourself. That's what they want. They are destroying this country, but we will never let it happen, not even close.
Trump also claimed his political opponents have been trying for years to overturn his 2016 election.
For three straight years, radical Democrats have been trying to overthrow the results of a great, great election. Maybe, maybe the greatest election in the history of our country.
And again, Trump accused former Vice President Joe Biden, who is now a Democratic Party candidate for president, and his son Hunter of corruption in their relationship with the Ukraine government and a Ukrainian gas company. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.